Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the regular meeting of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Mahoning Region. My name is Pete Humphrey from Bishop, and I am the chair. I want to thank the members of the public for coming to our meeting. We do a better job when you participate in the issues that come before us. At this time, I would like to introduce the other members of the regional board. Keith Dias from Rosamond. Dr. Amy Horn from Truckee. Don Jardine from Markleyville. And Eric Sandell from Truckee. The executive officer is Patty Kuyumjin. And would you please introduce the staff members who are here tonight?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and good evening, everyone. We have a member of our staff here. We have Timothy Moyer from our Overseas Council office in Sacramento. Lori Kemper in the audience, our assistant executive officer. I think Chuck Curtis, he's not here.
He'll be here shortly.
Yeah, he'll be here shortly. Doug Smith will be also here shortly. From our Lake Tahoe office. Mike Plaziak from our Victorville office will be here shortly. Jan Zimmerman is the audience from our Victorville office. Scott Ferguson as well, Tahoe office. Alan Miller is joining us from Lake Tahoe office. Richard Booth to my left. And Dr. Bruce Warden will be here at some point. And of course, a Sujanera at the end who will be giving your comments.
Thank you.
You forgot Chris.
How about our attorney?
Chris. Chris has joined us as well. Eric from the Office of Enforcement from Sacramento. So thank you for making the trip.
The regional board will be considering many items during this meeting. Although we must use our time wisely, we encourage your input on any item so that our decision will be based on all available information. If you wish to speak on any agenda item, please fill out an orange card indicating which item you wish to address and how many minutes you need. Although we do not administer an oath in most proceedings before this board, we expect all statements made before the board to be truthful, with no attempt to mislead by false statements, deceptive presentation, or failure to include essential information. We also ask that you obey our ground rules, which are: treat everyone with respect. This includes board members, board staff, anyone who testifies, and your fellow citizens. This means no personal attacks and no violent, contemptuous, or disruptive behavior. In the interest of everyone's time, please communicate your ideas clearly and efficiently. So that we may develop an accurate administrative record, we ask that you speak only after you are recognized. At that time, please come to the lectern and speak to the agenda item. If you do not follow these rules or become repetitious, I may ask you to sit down. Any person aggrieved by an action or inaction by the regional board, including but not limited to the issuance, modification, or rejection of waste discharge requirements, administrative civil liability, or a cease and desist order, may petition the State Water Resources Control Board to review the decision. The State Board must receive the petition within 30 days of the Regional Board's meeting at which the action was taken. Board staff will provide you with copies of the regulations about filing petitions if you request them. They are also available on the State Water Resources Control Board's website. So, our first item of business is to consider the minutes from the March 13 and 14 meeting that we just held in the area. I believe those are in your package.
I'll make a motion we approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No opposed, but the record should show that I abstained since I was not present at that meeting.
Very well. Item 2, Executive Officer's Report.
Mr. Chairman, I'll go to the podium and give a short presentation. I didn't know if the board members would prefer to give the board members an afterwards. Perhaps
that would
be
fine.
Would that be all right?
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman Humphrey, and good evening, actually, board members and members of the public and our staff. I'm Patrick Fiongen, your executive officer. I'd like to update you on a few items of interest to the board that have happened recently. A written report of key issues is in your package, which is the previous month. So we are here, myself and staff, to answer any questions that you have regarding any of those reports. But I also want to start off by saying thank you to our very gracious host, the Monolith Committee, for hosting our tour today. It was a very important presentation and walking tour that showed us a lot of the water quality challenges as well as water supply challenges facing the community. I've always believed these driving tours are kind of helpful and very enlightening. I think they help us better understand the challenges and the complexities of these issues that you just can't get from not seeing them in person. So, again, my thanks to the Monolith Committee and the community of Monolith for sharing their issues with us. I also, since we're on the issue of tours, I also want to remind the board that we do have a tour again tomorrow morning in Bridgeport Valley starting at 10. We will be meeting Benny Romero's Barns and Terrace, and I believe, I'm not sure if Stu or Doug will be handing out tonight some flyers with directions so you can find it.
They're included in your packet.
Okay, there you go. Please allow up to 1 hour for travel time. I don't think it will take that long, but just in case. You're going to be touring a lot of the Bridgeport Valley cattle ranches, as well as you'll learn about some of the best management practices and some of their challenges that they're facing. So it'll be an interesting process as well. Since we were talking on the subject of cattle grazing, and we're in your cattle country, I want to mention that our staff traveled down to the Bridgeport Valley in May to offer permit assistance to the ranchers. We packed up our computers, our printer, and some maps, and did a one-on-one permit writing with the ranchers, permit assistance, if you will. We just basically helped them fill out the paperwork on the spot. I thought it was a very successful effort. It eliminated the back and forth emails about what to include. We cut through the red tape for both the ranchers and ourselves. Basically, both parties benefited, our staff for expediting the process and the ranchers for getting in the paperwork to us. My thanks to Doug Cushman, Dr. Gordon, and Doug Smith for coming up with this innovative idea. I hope we can do more of this sort of outreach in the future in our regional board. I think it's well worth our time and effort. I have some staffing news I wanted to share with the board. Good news. Daryl Gomez has joined our South Lake Tahoe office as an office assistant, so you may see a new face when you come to our Lake Tahoe office and welcoming you. And she'll be helping out both the Victorville and the Lake Tahoe offices. We're also seeking applications for two engineering geologist positions in the Victorville office. These two new employees will work on Department of Defense projects. One is a new PY, brand new, and the other one is to replace another position. As you learned at the Lake Arrowhead meeting, we have more than enough work in the Department of Defense area to deal with. So I'm hoping this will help Mike and his team out a bit when we get these folks hired. I also wanted to take a moment to highlight one consent item that you'll consider next. And that one I'm speaking to is item number 15 regarding gluten load reduction tax. The very fact that this item is on consent is an accomplishment in itself. Given where we were with the local governments last year and our relationship with them, I think it was a result of hard work that we slogged for many issues with local governments. I think to get to a place now where the load reduction plans are in a good stead and we are in good working relations with the local governments. I guess it's just a testament that hard work and elbow grease does get you some results. So, again, my thanks to the staff who did a lot of spade work on that. And Mr. Larson is in the audience behind me in case you have questions about the item. But let me just cover a couple just key highlights I thought I would pull out of that I thought you might find interesting. Three things to remember about these. The pollutant road reduction plans that you may approve or consider approving are an important step in complying with the municipal NPS permit. All three plans comply with current requirements, and most importantly, the plans really provide an important roadmap for reducing the pollutant loading to Lake Tahoe and documenting the progress going forward to reach the TMDL goals. What did these three cities do? Let me just mention a couple of things I thought you would like to know about them. So for the city of South Lake Tahoe, they completed 7 stormwater treatment projects since the TMDL baseline was established. They did 3 additional stormwater treatment projects. We'll do them over the next 3 years, including the Bijou Commercial Core Project near the CVMS pharmacy that you and Heidi's restaurant you may know. This is a joint effort with Caltrans and private property owners and the city to really address a very densely populated area. We've all seen that. It'll capture the stormwater from the highway, the city streets, the commercial development, pump it into a filtration facility, higher in the watershed up the meadow. This is actually the first pump and treat project in the basin and accounts for about 25% of the city's load reduction in the water. Placer County. Placer has completed 16 stormwater treatment projects, some large, some small, since the 2004 baseline year. The county's working on 6 new projects that would be finished by the end of the permit term, including the Kings Beach Commercial Core Project that addresses drainage and stormwater, and again, a high priority area for the regional board. They're also looking at ways to improve roadwide sweeping practices and further reduce pollution loading in the area. The last one is El Dorado County. The county has completed 5 projects since the baseline year, and developing new ways to ground truth, I guess, for choice of better words, that their model of this was actually are going to have yield results with efficient inspection practices, which is really important. I get a lot of questions in the capital about, so all those things you're doing, like, how are they really going to make a difference? So it matters to us, the staff, as we're working on that. Also, the county is leading the local government effort in the basin to find a better traction abrasive options, kind of an interesting concept. They're trying to reduce the amount of fine sediment placed in roadways during the winter months by choosing a different composition, if you will, of the de-icing materials that go on the roads. I have Robert Larson here in case you have any questions. I'm going to pause a moment because if you have any questions about those issues. If not, all right. Well, now on to the more interesting, the one that we seem to have every year or part. I have 3 updates regarding the PG&E compressor station in California. In my June EO report, there's a summary of the water supply panel that our regional board posted at the Hinckley School on the evening of May 22nd. This is something we as staff have been planning for a while and wanting to do because we get so many questions, as the board does, from the community about their drinking water supply and what can we do about it. Many of those issues are outside of our area of expertise and our jurisdiction. So I think it was a large and successful community meeting, and we had some excellent water quality experts there from the community, from LAFCO, Kirby Grove, the Florida Water District representative from Golden State Water. We had Department of Public Health also set representatives. It was a really good panel, and I think the community was able to get the questions answered, but they may not like some of the answers they received, but I think they felt it was an open process to ask the questions that they're wanting to ask. We ourselves at the Region Board staff learned some new things as well. We're going to continue working with the community, and these water experts have made commitments to continue working with the community to help them going forward on some of these issues. We also hosted a second public meeting, and that was on June 6th. This was to walk the community through the final EIR for the Hinckley Compressor Station plan. The committee appreciated that staff took the time to walk them through the very complex documents. You all have seen that big EIR, and point out where their concerns have been addressed. Staff even provided strikeout and underlined versions of the EIR. This is not something that we normally get with EIRs, but the staff took the time. I think the committee appreciated it. And as a reminder, the EIR will be before the board at the July board meeting. So. And we're also starting something new at the board meeting in July regarding Hinckley. We're going to have a separate agenda item on the Hinckley remediation updates. We'll start with a staff presentation. That's nothing new. You've seen that before. Followed by an update by PG&E. and then followed by a presentation by the CAC. And I think this provides everyone an opportunity to address the board, share their updates and ideas and concerns in one focused item. We'll be working, or I'll be heading that up in terms of the agenda. And also, if there's any written or provided materials from any of the parties, that we will ask them to provide it ahead of time so the public also has access to it. So I think it's a more transparent way of addressing and giving the CAC and PG&E a forum to talk before the board. These are really all the issues I had for this evening for you. As we move to the rest of our agenda, if you have any questions, please let me know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also,